Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, good morning. I've just got a couple of questions about my two snakes that you guys have, you know, looked after.
Okay.
Is there anybody there that is a bit of a snake expert with advice and whatnot?
What were you wanting to know, just so I can point you in the right direction?
Sure. Well, they're both 5 years old, almost five. And all of a sudden, I know it's winter, but they've stopped eating.
Mm-hmm.
But their enclosures are still, you know, going for, you know, for summer. But the other thing is that they're out constantly, coming over to me as if I've got food. And they haven't gone in their hides for 3 weeks. This has been going on for 3 weeks now. They haven't eaten for 3 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, they've shed okay, gone to the toilet okay. The enclosures are pretty, they're nice and clean, lots of water, humidity. I understand if they went in their hides and didn't come out, but they're out constantly. They haven't been in their hides for 3 weeks. They've been out searching constantly, especially at night time.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time they've done this in 4 or 5 years.
Okay. And we've seen them recently, did you say?
A few months ago, yeah.
Okay. What's the surname?
McEnany. McAnany.
It was Cleo and Tiny?
Tiny, yeah.
Read of it here. Okay, and you haven't had any new introductions of any zinc into your collection at all?
So, as in other animals, or
yeah, no other reptiles or anything introduced into your collection at all?
No, nothing new. Same tree. I've just got those two snakes and a blue tongue.
Okay. And they're not showing any signs of being unwell at all, like no respiratory type signs or anything like that?
No, they seem fine. No respiratory problems. I know Tiny had the wheezing earlier. We did the EF10 steam thing. That seemed to have helped.
That helped? So, okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And what temperatures do you have the enclosures at the moment currently?
I've actually slightly turned them down a little bit. They were on, Tiny was on like 32 and Cleo's was on like 35. But I've just turned them down. Tiny's is on about, I think I put it down to 29 and Cleo's on 31.
Okay. And are they interested? Are they trying to strike the food at all or are they just turning away and not
No, they constantly come over and smell it and then just look at it and then go away, then come back and look at it and go away. And I think Cleo's more interested in me, though. And so she's been starting to get a bit case defensive. She's bitten me a few times.
Sure. Have you implemented the supplement that was recommended last time with Vanessa? Have you
No,
so it hasn't changed. None of the praise changed or anything like that.
Tiny about 4 months ago just stopped taking rats, so he's gone to quails.
Okay.
That's the only real difference.
Tiny's gone to quails, okay. But we've been taking them well and defecating and everything after eating?
Yeah, everything's been normal, fine, routine,
Okay. Well, I'll just pop you on hold and I'll just have a quick chat and see if there's anything else that can be offered advice-wise for this little guy. So I won't be a minute. I'll just pop you on hold.
Thanks.
Thank you.
I've just had a chat with our doctor here. He's said, how often are you handling these guys? Is it quite often, or are they pretty much solitary?
No, I handle them. Well, when they were eating regularly, I would handle them at least once a week because I would take them out to the toilet and put them on the grass in the sun. So they would get handled probably twice a week. Plus, I was always in there cleaning or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, sometimes when they do go off their food, it can be a number of different issues going on. What is recommended potentially to start with is just increase the temperature up to the 32, 35 degree mark that you had it on previously to see if that helps. Try and minimise handling. Sometimes too much handling can cause them to go off their food. See how they go in the next week. Try offering them food in the next day or so after you've increased the temperature and see if that makes any change. If things are still progressing and they're really not wanting to eat, I guess the next step would be a revisit, potentially maybe doing a blood test just to rule out any internal issues that might be going on that might be causing them to stop eating. That would be the next step.
Right. Okay. All right. Cleo was, for a little while, finding it hard to go to the toilet. I was, because I would take them out and just sit with them on the grass.
Yeah.
And it did look like she was, I was actually worried she was going to prolapse one day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
has
she was
gone
still in routine. No, that was the three weeks ago after her last toilet, and then she just wouldn't eat. So, but no, they haven't done anything for 3 weeks.
Okay, yeah. Was it a good sample that she passed when she
did go? Oh, yeah, always. Yeah.
Evacuate. Okay. Yeah. So I guess, like if she hadn't have passed a good amount of feces or anything like that, I would definitely recommend bringing her in just in case she was a bit constipated. But if you have noted that she has passed quite a bit, then that's okay. Try increasing the temperature as I've recommended.
Okay.
Try in the next few days to see if they are interested in food. Minimise handling as much as possible in this next week just to see if that has anything to contribute to them not wanting to eat. Then if you still have no luck, then look at booking in to get them checked out, and potentially we can go ahead and do some blood testing if required just to make sure that their internal health is okay.
All right. Do you think I should decrease their light exposure? They're both on UVB just for 1 hour, middle of the day, but then I've just got like a little LED backlight that's on for, 6-7 hours.
Yeah, like I wouldn't look at altering too much with that at this stage, but yeah, definitely try increasing that temperature and everything and see how you go.
Okay. All right, I'll do that, and I'll watch you for a week and I might give you a call back.
Not a problem there, Adam. Okay, we'll talk to you then if you need to.
Thanks for your help. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.